This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Think about how old those roller skates were in like the 80s, 90s, and probably still today. That
yeah.
They look like something they wore on Little House on the Prairie without the wheels and the fart toe brake thing.
It looks like a Brahma boot on wheels.
Oh. It's a fun song.
That it is. Get you awake.
The Pointer Sisters. They were very rude.
They were?
They were always pointing, Paige.
Oh.
Always told. They not only they always point at people, they wore white after Labor Day.
Oh, fashion.
I love them. Do you recognize, do you, does this bring you back to the time period? Do you remember the movie?
Beverly Hills? Or
Go on. Are you about to say Chihuahua?
I know.
You're about to say Beverly Hills Madams?
Cops, maybe?
Beverly Hills Cops.
I don't know. What was the name of that movie?
If you went with the plural answer, I would have given it to you. Beverly Hills Cop.
Cop, yeah.
Oh,
Trebek
okay.
Wouldn't have given it to you. I will, though.
Banana in the tailpipe, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. That was a good bit.
Judge Reinhold was great. He could play the silly older brother who gets caught playing with himself, dressed like a pirate, or he could be a, you know, the. You remember Smitty and Hoppy on Sanford and Son?
Oh yeah,
he just the straight role character of the goofy white guy cop.
I shall serve no fries before their time.
That's right, big hairy blankie. The Pointer Sisters were dance music. Because I looked it up just now, I was like, what did you call this movie or this type of music back then? It was like. Top 40, and that was all. I don't have the love of the business that Fatboy does for radio. I mean,
yeah.
I love, but the jargon and all that stuff is really silly to me. Like a genre of music was called Top 40, but what that meant was it was the top 40 songs of that week, and top 40 stations would replay them over and over again. But they made it a genre, so every once in a while you'd have a. Like an Eddie Rabbit sneak into the top 40. Or, Kenny G.
Give him some spins.
Would make top. But that's not the genre of music. So Pointer Sisters, according to Wikipedia, is dance music. But dance music.
Wouldn't this be R&B? What is R&B?
Adult Rhythm and Blues. Contemporary, maybe.
I was a kid jamming to this.
Maybe a hot AC?
Yeah, that's probably better.
See, no, hot AC. Oh, okay. I get
it.
It's
too much, man. It's too hard for AC to me.
Yeah.
Phew.
We'll get on the horn and talk to you here in just a moment. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774. Are you kidding me? Yeah. 0093? That's not the phone number. I just saw the screen here. That's why I said what I said. That's what I said for saying it.
I say.
Let's go to I don't know he's got legend status yet. Let him work on it. It's the infamous P1 Party Man Dan.
Yeah.
Daniel Robbins, how
What's
you doing?
What's up, guys?
You doing good?
How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful.
He's close.
Is my connection a little bit better? I'm in a different part of the house.
It's not as good as it was earlier.
Is it not? Oh, man. I'm going to step outside. I know it's like really, really cold, like negative 12 degrees outside or something.
You live in North Carolina, don't you?
Does this sound better, please? Because I really don't want to get disconnected.
Oh, yeah.
Does this sound better?
Can you hear us talking, though?
Oh, y'all are freaking awesome.
Well, yeah. Okay.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, man.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for the for Spycraft recommendation for Spycraft.
That's a great show, right? I finished it.
Oh my Lord! Yeah. I just watched the
Sex Espionage.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
I love that word where a woman will be raised from her young teenage years, raised to be a undercover madam to go steal government secrets.
Yeah.
What a lie. Okay. They would even get married, dude, and have kids and form a life.
Can you imagine?
The whole family were spies, the one married couple.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, you don't say too much, but.
Oh, my Lord.
The stuff in that is what's incredible to me. Incredible to me, Dan.
You sound about messed up as I am.
Nah. About 10:30 today.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm with sorry,
you.
Matt.
No, but when you see these different espionage situations that they talk about on Spycraft, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
They have a lot of like former government officials. Some people that are like blacked out. They're all shadowed. Their voices all sound like Bane and stuff, but. I still say that if some of that stuff really amazed me, but it was very historic and meaning years ago. So only imagine the stuff that is still going on now or is planned for, in the books for whenever that you will never know about. Like I still go back to the, what's the black spy plane that we had that people saw it and they said, it's a UFO. And then government came out and said, Stealth bomber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason we ever knew about that is because some folks caught it on caught pictures or video of it, and then finally the government had to come out and say, okay, fine, we do it. We'll admit it. It's ours.
Just the fact that the Chinese have drones that look like real birds.
Dude, that was incredible.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's freaking mine, man.
I remember as a small, I told Caitlin this where we watch it. I remember as a kid saying to my mom or grandma, and it was the first time somebody looked at me sideways and didn't know if I was telling a joke or if I was that stupid. And I said, mama or nanny, whoever it was, I said, why do flies, talking about flies, house flies or even like the doo-doo flies that have the rainbow eyes, you know those? I was like, why do their eyes look like camera lens? And said, what do you mean? I said, I don't know. What if it's aliens that are watching us through tiny little camera lens that are flying around? And whoever it was, mom or grandma just looked at me and just didn't know if I was making a joke or...
Smack him.
But now, years later, if we have an opposing government, international government, they make these... Dude, they had an owl. That looked. It was a and they.
A hoot owl.
They flap their wings like a real and they and then they can get together and fly in a pattern and all this stuff. So what if all along, simple house flies or doo doo flies out in the yard? What if they are
micro aliens?
That'd be the awful way to come back,
don't it?
It does blow my mind.
I mean, I like the sex espionage episode too.
That's the last one I watched, and I'm also looking here, sitting here looking at the full moon to my west. It's 17 in the morning. I'm sitting here looking at the full moon. I don't know. It just kind of blows my mind because it's sunrise, and then you got the full moon the other way.
Oh yeah, so, I'm sorry. Happen every once in a while. Yeah. No, you're
fine. I'm trying to take off the.
I
was freaking on the porch, man. It's freaking like 10 degrees with the with the wind chill up here.
Cold. It is very cold. Dan, for your safety, I need you to go back in the house and disconnect the call. I don't want you to freeze.
Well, you know what? I didn't want to have a crappy connection like I did the last few times.
Oh, no, no.
But it was a good... I'm sorry. I hadn't been listening. I kind of just... I'm assuming 9 isn't back today.
Oh, yes. He's...
Yeah. Took a long week.
Yes. I don't want to break a tip. I'm just wondering if he's not back.
Oh, no, he's not back. He's not back.
That's all I'm sorry for him.
Thanks for bringing it up, Dan.
I'm sorry. You know,
he's busting your balls, Dan. Don't listen to him. Dan, you had the best weekend ever. Hey, don't party too hard.
You guys are awesome. I just thought I'd call in, check in. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it,
my
friend.
You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Go sit by the fire.
Let me let you go, Dan.
He didn't realize his house is on fire.
Oh, Dan.
If you don't let him know, it's an incredible show.
Yeah, if you don't know it, it kind of has to do with the 2010 Russian spy swap.
Yeah, it's a docuseries.
This woman was who infiltrated our country, had sex with multiple men.
See, that's one of those like programming things of like the 70s, 80s, 90s, where in movies it seemed like they always represented Russian women as being like haggard looking, like really ugly, like. You would think their name was like Helga or, you know, some kind of Russian name or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you find out, no, they have models over there. And some of them are quite saucy looking, you know?
That were just like bred for this.
Like 7 feet tall models, like big old long legs.
Wow.
The one diplomat they talked about who got busted with the hookers.
Yeah.
That was their sole purpose for their country.
That is every man's kryptonite unless he's, you know, in the guys. And then... you know, they have something for him, too.
God, they did. Remember the male gigolo ring they had? That seduced
the
women?
You don't have to watch it. Fat Boy's telling you every detail now. This is me. I'm usually the one who outs everything.
That's just the one, and I'm like, how are these women so gullible?
I'll tell you one thing that they did. This won't give too much away, but I kind of alluded to this the other day. If another country that you have an embassy in, says, hey, America... you know that old embassy we built you? Ah, it's not so good. We want to build you a new one. And you're like, well, hell yes.
No way.
The mortar, the walls are full of microphones the entire time. And with the click of a switch, they could implode the entire building and get rid of the evidence.
Had to tear it down and then rebuild.
Or shoot it down the sewer.
Yeah. You Google Anna Chapman spy.
I don't feel comfortable putting trash out on the side of the road now.
Oh, man, annoying. People go through it. Every Dateline I watch, they go through the guy's trash.
They will pay off the trash men to say, not mine or anything.
We know a couple trash men. If somebody's trash you want to go through, I'm sure we can work it out.
Yes.
Do you have secrets that you're hiding from the government?
No. There's just some bills I never open.
Oh, wow.
It just left them closed altogether.
Yeah, just leave them closed. I definitely recommend that, and it's a good show. It's for those that are texting. It's not a conspiratorial show. It's evidence. It's just kind
it's
of
real stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like blow your mind kind of stuff.
I feel like the one guy shouldn't be saying what all he's saying. Like, there's some
the one dude they use over and over again, the older guy.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. He's getting up there in life, and he feels bad for some things. And it's like, this is how I clear my conscience before I die.
So he can go to heaven.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
If you're like, you know, if you're up to date on Snowden and that whole deal, there's a little twist on that too. That kind of
see, that's one that still,
I'm on the fence, man.
I know, I am too.
You don't think he's innocent?
I could go either way, but the stuff they say, you know.
When you watch this show, it makes you second guess so much stuff. Like, so much stuff as far as, like, foreign diplomats and why we have relationships with a country 1 year and then the next year we will threaten them with great violence and stuff. But they're doing the same thing to us, you know.
If this chick would have seduced you, you would have gave up some secrets, too.
I don't have any.
Hey, I know she didn't really find anything groundbreaking.
I don't have any of those. But yeah, it's really, really good. I gotta tell you also about the whatever I was telling you about earlier, I never got to the Tubi show.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I wanna hear about that.
I was watching animal pornography essentially.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean you learn a lot. I watched an interesting documentary on Tubi too.
I don't know what it is. Like human beings love to watch animals stalk each other and then eat them or have sex. Like,
yes.
We're totally into that. We'll talk about that. Whatever is on with on your mind, 1-800-774-0093. I said 1-800-774-0093.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Friday. Get you.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
9.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action first.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Tubi is, it's, now correct me if I'm wrong. Do you have to have a smart TV to have Tubi?
No, nah, you just got to have the app. Like I got a Fire Stick. I get it off there.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay. But you can't just, well, I was telling somebody about, well, I know it was, Hey Baby. And I was telling her, it's like, she got a new TV for Christmas. Hey Mama. Ooh. And, I was telling her like all this stuff that she gets for free, like, you know, Tubi and Pluto TV, which, I mean, I love that. I love
Pluto's good too.
It's great. They'll put on old shows and just play the whole rerun of the entirety of it. Like I watched the Bob Barker years of Price is Right. Incredible. He was so sexist though.
Oh,
he would ask girls to like come up and like twirl around for him, and it's like if they run down, you know, come on down, and they're like jugs are bouncing real bad. Like he'll comment on it. He'll say, "We need a bigger name tag for you to cover those things." I like really crazy. But Tubi is a new one. I've heard Paige and I think Jimmy Jack Jackie. If he's here, I'd ask him. Talking about Tubi, so I downloaded it and was looking at. You know, the different stuff on there. And it's like I was saying earlier, if you ever made a movie or a TV show, one of these gimmicks, streamers or whatever, will pick it up. But the payout system is you're not going to get any money unless people watch it and then they have to watch limited ads, you know, in between it. And I think that's the way it will be in the future of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything will be free. You just have to watch ads. But if you don't want to watch that, see, what's great is
I'm going to pump you good.
He was talking to the entire audience.
Uh-oh.
What's great about it is they'll do like a minute commercial, and they'll even put a counter up in the corner of the screen. Like,
yeah, they don't kill you with ads. It's not
turning
too much.
It's 28 seconds? Well, I ain't got time to go to the bathroom. So this show, I did not write it down. I've been trying to do better about that. But let's just say it was called Extreme Nature 4K. It was like, the way it was presented, it was going to be like beautiful videography of, you know, like Planet Earth and all those shows, you know, where it's Sir Richard Attenborough. We see the laughing hyena, but there's no laughs here today. He's hungry.
Well,
and the only thing nearby is a disgruntled hyena.
He's very angry.
He's very angry. This one is, it's a guy trying to sound like Sir Richard Attenborough. It's just a British guy, which in America, when we hear a Brit talking on a documentary, we instantly think, well, that's real. I mean, you hear who's talking? They're talking like this. This has got to be real.
It's not the one like, he hasn't eaten in like a month. He's so hungry.
No, not that much Cockney. A little bit. But what caught my attention was because they're usually about they're hungry. The animals are hungry, and you know you're like, oh, I feel bad for these animals, but they are hungry. So that poor bunny right there, y'all keep saying, look at him. He's making him a little area, and all of a sudden you see the hawk swirling around, and they'll zoom in on that too, and then oh, that hawk's gonna come down and snatch that. You better get in that hole, little rabbit. You better crawl up in somebody. Hey, wild hare, crawl up in somebody. You better watch out. There comes an eagle or a...
You fat rabbit.
It's a falcon's going to get you. But this one was about doing it. It was about sex. And...
Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
I did. It wasn't erotic. It was more of just educational. But they almost had like a little bit of porn music playing. Just very like... Boom, put boom, toom, toom, boom. Sound like Bobby McFerrin.
Okay.
Practicing it before he went on stage.
Did it sound like this?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like,
at the beat.
Oh, look. It's a male spider. And I don't remember the species. It might be all of them for all I know, but the male spider is in the mood. And he's selected. See, that's the thing.
He's looking at
animals don't even ask. Unless it's a bee, she controls everything. I mean a BB, not...
Oh, yeah, they can't give consent.
The male spider selects the female spider that he wants to mate with. And they walk you down this road of, oh, look, they're more like us than we realized. What is he doing? He's using spider web to tie her up.
Oh.
He's tying her up. But then she starts, like, shaking. The female spider, and you think, oh, is she having an orgasm or what's going on?
She's
here?
Selling it.
No, because what happens is after he does it to her, the spider, if he doesn't tie her up, it is tradition for the woman to then eat the man. To eat the male spider.
My goodness.
But the other side of that is that the lady spiders are then impregnated and they're tied up.
You didn't think the other dude Kinky. Spider was like, I thought that's what I was here for.
Dude spider.
Well, I mean, don't make it quite so tight. Let her get out once you've made it way back to your anthill or spider. What do they live in? Spider webs, yes.
Yeah. There's a line of 10 other spiders waiting behind.
Probably sleeping with Charlotte, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. Her web and all.
Yeah.
They show any other animals hooking up?
They showed one finishing situation.
Really?
Yeah. And they mentioned the sperm whale, which we had mentioned in a previous show about the gallons on gallons, you know?
Oh, yeah.
man.
But it was like, wow, look at these freaking spiders. They are like, he's tying her up, you know? And it's like, no, it's for his safety because she got what she wanted, and then she's going to kill him.
Of course.
It was insane.
What animal was the other one? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, I remember. It was a butterfly.
Oh really?
I never knew that. I never. It will make you think about cocoons way differently. It really, really
is
will.
Is it violent or is it just beautiful?
They did it in slow motion, and it looked like you ever. Or those? Was it a Febreze? The gimmick that you plugged into your wall, and every a few minutes or whatever, it shoot out a little squirt.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like that?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. But it showed in slow motion. So it's like a...
I got to look that up.
Yeah. Hmm. I'll go back on my history and find it. It's like something nature 4K Ultra. The picture is what got my attention. It's like, all right, I want to go to sleep watching, an eagle eat a falcon.
Okay.
Or I want to see hippos do it or whatever it was. And no, they're over there tying each other up. And the question that I wanted them to answer is, they zoom in. This is why it's 4K Ultra. They zoom in. I don't see any genitalia. Any at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
now, this
point?
Is racist. I apologize, but I don't know how they tell each other apart. They all look exactly the same. And you can't tell one from the other. Now, they can.
Yeah.
Well, I hope.
I hope.
They're in trouble if they didn't.
What if he tied up a male spider and then realized,
whoa.
Hey,
oh,
man.
My God.
I ain't into this. You better not tell any of the other spiders.
Don't you do it.
I'll be the joke of the whole web. I'm trying to watch butterflies. I don't see anything going on yet.
Well, give them some time. They ain't as fast as you are.
Uh-uh.
It's on Tubi for those, T-U-B-I, for those that are texting in. Tubi, 4K Ultra Nature, something like that, with a British dude talking about spiders. and S&M and stuff.
Okay, like they're connected, and then the one butterfly, when you know when they're done, they just drop off and fly away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do the fly of shame.
God, that's crazy.
They have to go back. Why didn't you come home last night, madam butterfly?
They could just catch all this.
I don't know, Iron Butterfly. Where's the Inagata DeVita at?
Arn.
Yeah. That's really over with the Rock 101 crowd right now. They love that one.
Yeah, I want to go watch it now.
Boom, 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 boom. That was porno music, too.
That was
and
good.
Just long enough to really get it going.
I just want to see the one part of the butterfly because I can't see anything here. Yeah, they probably got a better view, what you watched.
I should have like made a boomerang of it. That would have been great. Like,
there's another like documentary thing on Tubi about the origin of the penis, which was fascinating.
Origin?
Well, yeah, it has everything. You know, like animal, people.
Am I weird for it being inquisitive?
No, yeah, I mean, it was kind of interesting. You know, culture. Like, there's even a festival where they carry one around.
Okay, so after you've seen this, Paige, if you were a female animal, after you've seen what the doohickeys look like on these female or these male animals, which one?
Well, the porpoise was really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned a lot.
It's pretty violent.
When you say weird, what do you mean? It was just like more, the appendage was more like or they look like a corpse?
I don't want to ruin it in case you watch it.
God, you ever seen the pigs?
Yeah, pigs.
Yeah, the pigs, that was interesting too.
God, it looks like something you'd open a bottle of wine with.
Now, the horse is cool, but the pigs, that's kind of odd looking.
You know, the horse one I saw in Jackass, but that was just... That wasn't full on.
It was only for educational purposes, you know, watching that.
Oh, yes, yes. You were not.
No.
Getting a hot flash watching that.
No,
okay.
I didn't. Yeah.
All right.
It's cool if you were. No judgment here.
I don't care. You want to say it? It's fine.
No.
You okay with
it? You know, it was just, I learned a lot, actually.
Paige watches the Sarah McLachlan commercials and gets turned on.
No, it made me cry.
I will be here for you.
Don't. No. I'm not evil. That's so sad.
Let's stay on time or get back on it. One. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
All right. I'm going to tell you, there is someone who's going to be starring in some, quote, cinematic halftime show commercials. And the interesting thing about that is his entourage calls them diapers. I'll tell you why next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
I don't know. Is it Armie Hammer? I can't guess who it is. I don't even know.
It's diapers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who wears diapers.
Yeah, and he dumped a lot of money into doing this.
Is it Bob Dole? They're having poets there. Might as well have old senators. All right, we'll find out. Well,
everybody, look.
This has got to be one of the cameo people that we were talking about. You know, we know The Weeknd's performing, but there'll be a surprise person. J-Lo will do a zip line down to the stage or something.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out about the mystery of the Super Bowl halftime show right after this. The Planet.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Paige.
Thank you.
Topping our news this morning, who is performing during halftime at Super Bowl 55?
Thank you. The Weeknd.
Yeah, a.k.a. Diapers.
That's his nickname?
That's his nickname because his entourage gave him the nickname because he changes his mind so much. As in changing diapers.
Oh. Why not just call him underwears?
I don't know if anybody is going to know the answer in the room.
He's not here today. He can't look it up.
I don't even know if he'd know. Does a weekend have a fat face now, for real? Like, is that his real face?
I don't know. What happened to him?
Like, I don't know if it's just for a video, but his face is huge.
It's like a James Harden kind of thing? It might have been a
deep
fake.
It's like a plastic surgery.
No, I don't.
Have you seen it?
I'm looking at a Getty image, so it's probably old.
When I saw him on Saturday Night Live, he had a black eye, but then I found out that was kind of his performance art at the time.
Okay, maybe that's what this is. If you Google weekend fat face.
Oh, is that what? I just put in weekend face.
Maybe, it's hard to look
I think
at.
He maybe had surgery or something.
Oh, this landed on a picture of Billy Ripken on a Saturday. Different thing. It's a different face.
So,
look, here's Marie Claire 2 days ago. The title of the article is, what happened to the weekend's face?
Yeah, like something's going on with it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's real or if it's a bit, man.
It's a bit.
His lips are fat, too.
It's a bit. Either that or he had some surgery done, and they're like, look, people can see it, so we need you to start dressing like a mummy. Like, he's got bandages all over his face.
Some people, maybe he had wisdom teeth surgery. We don't know.
Yeah, wisdom face surgery.
That makes your...
Is he hot, though, Paige?
He's attractive. I mean, you know, people
like him.
He
looks like a young Maurice Williams in Zodiac.
He's got... His teeth are nice. His features are, you know, they're strong enough.
He's got DSLs now. I don't know what happened.
I mean, he looks like a...
I love his music, but he's just that's odd looking, man.
But if he just went up there and just had his normal look, and he's not wearing a blood red suit with a black eye and a bloody lip and black leather gloves, that's just odd.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, he's Michael Jackson with the one glove.
Yeah,
that's true.
Michael,
I'm gonna buy you two. You wear both them glittery gloves. You know what they'll say about you?
You're gonna look like Jimmy Jam.
So all I know, there's no supplemental performers other than The Weeknd that I know about. But I know that he's going to be doing a wide-ranging set list.
Oh, okay. So that means he'll do some
other
people's
stuff. So I don't know if Shakira is going to come up on stage. I don't know that.
He might do a Country Boy Can't Survive.
I mean, well, you got to figure a half hour. He's got to have somebody else with him.
Yeah.
Some support, as they call in the business.
If Trump's not at the Royal Rumble... He will be a special guest performer at the Super Bowl halftime show.
J-Lo, Bruno Mars, maybe they'll all get up there on there. Who knows? But it hasn't been announced, or I haven't, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody else will be co-headlining. I don't think so. I think it's just him. And he says that he pumped $7 million of his own money to make this cinematic experience, the show that you're going to see. So it's going to be a big deal. And
he doesn't mention Citibank gave him the $7 million to invest. I don't know who it is.
What kind of return would you get off of that? I mean, he's already popular.
I'm going to Google this. This is where I really miss Jim. Is how much does the Super Bowl performer get paid? Is that something that's released, or is it one of those things where they don't?
I don't think they get paid. I remember Katy Perry said that they wanted her to pay them a few years ago. She had one of the great shows, one of the great halftime shows. Because he was already popular before. I don't know what much he's going to gain after. He was already pretty mainstream.
Yeah, and his album After Hours was pretty good, so he's got money in the bank.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, I know that. So that's Blinding Lights. I'm blinded by the lights. I like that one.
Well, who was he with? Girlfriend, really famous. Was it Katy Perry?
No, I think it was a model, famous model chick, right?
Yes.
Bo Derek.
It might have been a Russian spy. Go.
It was Bo Derek.
Bo Derek? You're thinking of Dudley Moore.
You seen a new Playboy?
Bo Derek's blanks. I like sex.
You're so ridiculous. All right. Well, here's a woman that went way, way beyond her line of duty.
Bella Hadid, by the way.
You think? Oh, yeah.
Good God.
She's beautiful.
It was her Giggy.
Well, a 24-year-old guy tried to rob a gas station in Slovakia on Tuesday. He could have gotten away with, you know, the robbery. But then a 36-year-old woman in the store offered to give him oral favors. Well, employees called the cops. So I don't know if he was able to open the safe or what happened, because he walked into an office in the back and tried to open the safe, and then she offered the favor. So I don't know if he got anything.
But he didn't ask for it. She said, hey, wait a minute. Don't rob a shed. Let me get a look. Is that another gun in your pants, or are you getting excited by this?
So she distracted him until the cops got there by offering him the service. That's not part of her job description at all. No. We know that. So she started servicing him in the back of the office while one of the workers called the police.
And he Fatboy's putting on a bank robber's mask right now.
Then the cops busted in.
Listen, pal.
Hey, pal.
He was still half naked when they showed up. So she did stop when they busted in and said something like, take him away, you know.
Yeah. If you're the cop.
I'd let him finish.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going
to let him have smoke a cigarette on live PD before they take him in? Let that guy finish up.
Like, you might as well. I mean,
unless he has an opioid problem, we'll be here forever.
Like, a situation that doesn't happen often. Like, let the guy just...
Is she your hero? Yeah.
But that's also the there's like porns where that'll be the thing. Like, he'll say, shh, don't say anything. Do this and, all that stuff. And I won't kill your family. She's like, okay, I don't want you to kill my family.
See, the porns where the guy and the girl are hooking up, but you see their point of view from, like, the door in the background, and then the husband walks through the door, and he doesn't hear anything. He just sees his wife peeking around the corner, but he don't know what's going on.
Did she ever join them?
No. Like, the husband's, like, walking through the house, like, okay, my wife's, like, behind the wall doing something. Doesn't hear the other guy plugging away.
Wow.
All right.
You're not doing it right if there's not a little bit of panting or sighing or grunting.
Who's back there? You got a deaf husband. You don't know what's going on.
If you better bite your lip so hard you bleed like a vampire.
Hang him on. Hang on.
Thank you.
Well, she was 36. He was 24. I guess he couldn't resist. Stupid criminal. Busted. Yeah.
She saw a hot young man. Pants down. She wanted to seduce.
It's just odd that she offered that.
Yeah, like he wasn't going to offer.
No, he didn't say. That would be the last thing I would think of. If
I want all your money and a BJ.
Yeah.
He didn't say that.
Or he wouldn't offer, like, hey, watch what I can do to myself.
None of that. No J-O-I impressions.
Nothing.
What does that even stand for? Can you say? Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I wish I could.
Is that the person that did Let Me Love You Down? Was that? By the way, a bunch of people are, I meant to say this like an hour and a half ago, a bunch of people were telling us that was just a cool way to spell enjoy.
What?
We thought it was N-O-J, but it's enjoy.
Well, that's how it's spelled, I-N-O-J, like all caps.
Well, I guess it's enage. I don't know. Would you know how to spell emoji in 1986?
No.
We'd be called emoji. I mean, nobody would know.
Is it Johnny backwards? Doja coin. We were saying doggy.
It is doggy. It's D-O-G-E coin, but it's got a dog head on it. And
people say it's Doja coin.
It's not. It's not Cobra K either, dip ass.
In the world.
Yeah, I censored myself there. I never said dip ass. I was going to be a full-on dip ass, and I didn't do it.
Okay. Well, Rise Guys Headline styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Yeah, remember yesterday Facebook fussing K-Leggy? I mean, this hard. We read so much on the internet and don't talk anymore. You don't know how to pronounce words. You know how to read them, not how to say them.
Vocabulary.
Worcestershire sauce? What is that? Worcester sauce?
Leicester, North Carolina.
I don't know. I can't figure it out. Waylon Jennings? All right, we're going to take a break. I haven't asked yet. You haven't heard me ask yet. I try to watch his body language and figure it out. He looks to be in a good mood. Oof. When we come back,
we'll see how it shifts.
Well, we'll dive into the FOF line. That's F All Friday for you to get the stress out of your life, the drama out. You know, you get in the car and scream and let it all out and call the FOF line. You got time to do it. 864-241-4318. It's the Rise Guys. Guys?
It's business as usual. Funny business, that is.
93.3 The Planet. Talks.